Blog Talk Radio.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, hear the word of the Lord, hear the word of the Lord, hear the word.
Salamta Betaseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little.
For
these are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Yeah.
persona blanca. All rise. Court is now in session.
Where the guilty must be exposed.
All rise. Court is now in session.
So I children sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, and the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my name ready.
Ready. Wisdom Wednesday, Wednesday's Wisdom Wednesday, right here on the In and the Iris. Here we have the Evening Psalm, Psalm 90. Psalm 94 right here, the evening psalm appointed for the fourth day of the seventh, fourth day of the Shavuot here for the Wednesday evening psalm.
Psalm 94. Order. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous, and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Everything in due time. Time and judgment. Do you know the time? Judgment. John Holt, time is a master.
Master, but time can be disaster if you don't care. You young and gay, you old and gray, time is the master, but time can be disaster if you don't care. Time is the master, but time can be disaster if you don't.
get so hard at times, and I don't know where to go. No, no. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but God knows I keep trying my very best, trying to find a peace of mind. I think
Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
The B system, the Antichrist seeks to change times and laws. Hear this right here. Why the Gregorian calendar is evil. Check it.
The Gregorian calendar, if you've studied history, you know that the Gregorian calendar did not go down very easily with indigenous people. The Gregorian calendar went out with the Spanish and with the Catholic bishops, and they conquered lands and then told people what day it was. Most civilizations already had their own calendar, see? And then these guys come along and say, no. This is the day. It didn't go down very easy. They had to kill millions and millions of people to get them to follow this Gregorian calendar. And what this Gregorian calendar was all about was the physical measurement of our orbit. And it turns out that this is a very, very insidious tool You probably never thought that a calendar could be so evil. But what this calendar has done is it has pinned our civilization's consciousness to physical evidence only. The absolute dead center of our civilization is focused on only physical evidence. The measurement of physical objects moving through space. That's why it's not Year of Our Lord anymore. Because there has been a steady erosion of our consciousness of things other than physical.
For her sins have reached unto heaven, that ye be not partakers of her sins. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people, my people, my people, my people, my people, my people, my people.
And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, my people, my people, my people, my people.
And I heard...
Something.
just to make yourself appear, I'm turning over borders and frontier. I and I ain't just here. What's enough? Yes, I do. Yeah. There is no time to gaze. Some come to story top, I try corrupt for being the man creator. Tell them change them ways. Being the youth in a hurry up, now come yourself to waste out your days, yeah. I don't know if you saw them all, guys. Them come to story top, I try corrupt for being the man creator. Tell them change them ways. Being the youth in a hurry up, because I think Selassie. I see all that they now stretch out. So King Selassie, I no more rocking on the boat. Things are get ready on the western coast. Enough of them are dead, them my things, they are jokes. Them have the money and see them can't float. I come to separate the sheep from the goat. Looking at the heat to see how about it out. Give them the chalice and them end up a talk. Can't burn the earth, them run guns not talk. If I had the fire, then I who want the smoke. Give the youth the culture cause I eat me and promote. Them must come together as a far I am not up. No take no talk. You not listen to my haste. Them come for story to a corrupt what the bingy man creator. Tell them open up them eyes. Get to youth in a hurry up because I keep saying that's the man I praise, yo. You know, she said them are gays. Them come to story to a corrupt what the bingy you create, yo. So that's the open every gate. Bingy youth in a hurry up because me not come, yo. Be still coming, no, them gone. Just see the earth, me plant food and corn. The youth come first, so me not let me farm. I see the dead, them want make them a son. Babylon be still, no law, me make me go on. Up on the hill, no dirty walk, me not perform. And then your journey gets redder than warm. The youth stamp cut all the slave master land. I do nothing to get the bloody money in our palm. We not on calm. You must listen to my guys. Them come to throw it up a corrupt what the bingy man create, yo. Tell them change them ways. Dingy youth no re-up. No come yourself to waste out with days, yo. You must listen to my guys. Them come to throw it up a corrupt what the bingy man create, yo. Tell them open up them eyes. Dingy youth no re-up. No come yourself to so, do I the honor give the youth the measurement. Educate them right, feed them upliftment. I no secular, no give I no settlement. I run the policies, a bigger judgment. What's the result from your conference? No solution, your confuse you and your friends. Babylon last, come to an end. Babylon the fight, going down again. Lightning message, slap England. Burn them to us, them a pollute and land. Lightning message up in our defense of gun. Find them a fight for King Selassie position. Take them your message to the Ethiopian. Tell them Emperor Selassie is the almighty man. Lightning message to every nation. To King Selassie I bow the generation. Me tell them say, you love this on them okay. Them come for story to a corrupt what the bingy man creator. Tell them change them ways. Bingy you to no hurry up. No come yourself in days of me days, yo. You know this on them okay. Them come for story to a corrupt what Selassie I creator. Tell them open up them eyes. Bingy you to no hurry up. Because I King Selassie. Yo, Ethiopia now stretch forth. To King Selassie I no more rocking on the boat. Things are get ready on the western coast. No for them I think, nothing say a joke. Babylon full of money and still them can't float. I come to separate the sheep from the goat. Looking at the heap to see how who about the toad. Give them the talent and them end up a talk. Can't let the herbs them run dust not talk. If I had the fire then now who had the smoke. Give them the goat to cause I eat me and promote. Them must come together.
So here for continuity purposes. Had the season, the Hanukkah, Maccabees fighting holidays, those eight lights, the Maccabee fight resisting a simulation, come out of her, my people. So here we had touched on the ninth sabbatical study. Here we're at the 11th sabbatical study for this Wayishlach. Yes. Or Wayishlach for the ninth. Here we want to catch up with where we're at the 11th. But there's some questions for continuity purposes. We ended off with 58 on the previous light. So we want to pick up right here. So just remember this word from Matthew chapter 13, verse 52. Every scribe
And said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, 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 the kingdom of heaven. Then said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, 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 kingdom of heaven. Then said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new, things and old, 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 things new, things and old, 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 new, things new, things and old, 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 new,
things and old, new. So right here, so we had some discussion topics from the ACE sabbatical study. That was the Vayishlach. And then here we're in the ninth Vayishev. Hopefully we can touch on the Mikates at the 10th that corresponded with the Maccabee fighting holidays, the Hanukkah here in season, 10th sabbatical study, pick up on some of the Q&As there, and then hopefully can segue here, resume, you know, I sabbatical studies, you know, here in the season at the 11th right here. So here we're at the 11th sabbatical study. Right, and we only have, I think, one more in this first book, right, this first book known as Genesis, right, or Bereshis. So we touched on the Vayishev or Vayishev. We were at the 58th question here within the ninth. Let's get the notes right here. Wanted to actually share a highlight from the book of Jubilees, just want to get the chapter right here, the book of Jubilees, when Abraham, according to the Ethiopic book of Jubilees, when he was taught the Hebrew, right, and he spent those winter moons in study, right, in study. We call that the Midrash, the study. Okay, here we go. It is Book of Jubilees here from our reprint Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, a.k.a. the Literal Genesis from the 1902 translation by R.H. Charles. We also have been able to acquire the Ethiopic, you know, of it, and also with the Royal Amharic for, you know, the cross-reference and the studies concerning the translation. So here we're in the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, Metzafeh. Is construct Metzafeh. It is the book of Kufale. Now Kufal is like a portion, almost like a parasha, right? So we have the parashios, the different Torah portions, or often it's translated as the book of divisions from the Ethiopic. Metzafeh Kufale, or the portions, the time, season, reason for the season. So here we're in chapter 12 of the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, Metzafeh Kufale. And this chapter, just to cover the overview of the chapter, Abraham seeks to turn Terah, his father, from idolatry. He marries Sarai, Haran, and Nahor. Abraham burns the idols, the death of Haran. Terah, Abraham's father, and his family go to Haran. Abraham observes the stars and prays, is bidden to go to Canaan, the Canaanu Anu, and blessed power of speaking Hebrew given to him. Same chapter here, Book of Jubilees, Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, chapter 12. And lastly, but not leastly, leaves Haran for Canaan, for the Canaan. So right here, let's go forward right here to this section right here. And here we are. Let's go to verse 24, where it reads, "And I shall be a God at Elohim to thee and thy son, and to thy son's son, and to all thy seed, thy race. Fear not from henceforth, from here forward, and to all generations of the earth. I am Eloheka, I am thy Elohim. And Yahuwah Elohim said, open his mouth and his ears," the opening of the mouth right here, Metzafeh Kufale, right, Hebraically speaking, "open his mouth and his ears, that he may hear and speak. Open his mouth and his ears, that he may hear and speak with his mouth, with the language
which has been revealed, end quote. For it had ceased from the mouths of all the children of men, the B'nai Adam, from the day of the overthrow concerning Babal Babel. Verse 26, and I opened his mouth and his ears and his lips, and I began to speak with him in Hebrew in the tongue of the creation. Now, it's interesting here, if you study the Ethiopic book of Jubilees, Metzahafukufale, it's the Malach Panayo. Malach Panav is the angel of the face, the angel of the presence. Many of us see that within the Hebrew theology of the Hebrew Trinity, Hashlush HaKadosh, to be the pre-incarnate Ben, the Bane, Yeshua, the pre-incarnate, right here, here, here. And there's also other proofs, even other Yehudis have found that out. And of course, the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, this is just groundational, you know, coming from I, we could say Hebrew and Judaic roots. Verse 26, right here, where it says, and I opened his mouth. So basically, the Father said to the Word, you know, the messenger, the angel, the presence, to open, right, Abraham's mouth. And I opened his mouth and his ears and his lips, and I began to speak with him in Hebrew, in the tongue of the creation. Verse 27, and he took the books of his fathers, of his patriarchs, and these were written in Hebrew, Ivrit, and he transcribed them. And he began from henceforth to study them. And I made known to him that which he could not understand. And he studied them during the six rainy months or the six rainy moons. So here, 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 basically the winter moons. So in this region, you know, North America's and Americas, you know, we get it as snow. So basically the snow, if the temperature was different, would be rain, right? Just basic climate change. Verse 28, and it came to pass in the seventh year of the seventh week that he spoke to his father and informed him that he would leave Haran to go to the land of Canaan to see it and return to him. And then we have this raid here, 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 where Terah, his father, said to him, go in peace. We're going to pause right here, 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 and zoom in on these verses here from the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, the Metzahafik Kufale, Book of Divisions, Book of the Parashiyot. So we have, like, if we were to say it in Amharic, like we say the Parashah. Parashah is like the Torah portion, the reading and feeding here in the season. Bamarinya would be like the Kufal. Right, the kufah, like that, kefillah, like to divide, like to shear, like different portions and divisions and different times and seasons, just to make that link with the Torah reading and feeding, right, and the core, right, content and the core context and content of the Metzahafe Kufale, a.k.a. Liturgenesis, called Liturgenesis, the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees. So here we're Yahweh Elohim said, speaking to the Malach Panav, Panayo, the angel of the face, the angel of the presence, open his mouth, the opening of the mouth, and his ears, that he may hear and speak with his mouth with the language which has been revealed, the language that has been revealed. For it had ceased from the mouth of the B'nai Adam, the children of men, the children of humanity, from the day of the Babal, of the overthrow of Babel, of Babel. And I, the Malach Panayo, the angel of the presence, and I, same angel that was wrestling, we have wrestling with Yaakov, Jacob, the same angel, right, that was revealed, right, in the bush, right, and spoke as Yahuwah, he who be who he be, Father, Son, principle there, right, Elohim and his word, right, and I opened his mouth and his ears and his lips, and I began to speak with him in Hebrew, in the tongue, the lisan, the lashon of the creation. But here's the key significant thing right here, The Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, chapter 12 at verse 27. And he took the books, say like the scrolls, the manuscripts, the scrolls of his fathers, of his patriarchs. But people often ask, well, how did Moses know such and such, as though, you know, nobody knew how to write? One thing we find from the Hebrew scripts that the Hebrews and the Israelites, you know, seem to be, right, especially when they came out of Mitzrayim, they were very literate, right, and even before so. And he took the books of his fathers, his patriarchs, and these were written in Hebrew, the teaching of Ketamawi Hadassalassie, the line of the tribe of Judah, root of David, says education is the key. And he took the books of his fathers, and these were written in Hebrew, Ivrit. And he, note this here, and he transcribed them. And he began from henceforth, from here forward, right, taking those books that were written in the Hebrew, right, we could say the ancient, the Hebrew, and he transcribed them, and he began from henceforth, from here forward, to study them. And I, the Malach Panayo, the angel of the presence, made known to him, to Abraham, that which he could not understand. And he studied them during the 6 rainy months. So right here, there's a footnote right here in the R.H. Charles translation, republished, reprint by L.O.J., the line of Judah Machaber, line of Judah Society, 6 rainy months, 6 rainy months. This means the winter in the east. It is the time for study. Again, the 6 rainy months, rainy moons, this means the winter in the east. It is the time, the Iowa, the time for study. So we have this right here, brothers and sisters. This is what we just sought to share from the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, why we emphasize the Midrash, Midrashim, such the studies in this time. So here, in this season, reason for the season, we're going to catch up on the Q&As. Stay tuned. Coming forward. Yes, I.
Then said he unto them, Therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, Therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new, things new.
Now note this right here, that those words right here from Matthew chapter 13 is the Yeshua, Robeinu, Einai Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, Einai Black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's speaking, and he's speaking about scribes. So he bun out some scribes, but then he advised his disciples, I and I, the Talmudim, to be scribes. Just, I want the ones for overs, you know, those points there, because some ones go a little bit too far, you know what I mean, too far in their misinterpretations or overly over-exaggerations in some areas. So right there he says every scribe that's instructed, right, to the kingdom of the heavens. So right here, let's ride up. Let's establish the heavens on this earthly plane. Study, right? Learn, you know, study to learn and learn to do. So here, I'm going to pick up for the Vayeshev. And he sat and he sat up. That was the 9th sabbatical study. We had some Q&As to touch on, because as we go forward and fulfill this first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book known as Bereshit, there are many questions and reasonings to be brought out that sometimes we hear, you know, hearing here, but we don't really understand. You know, seeing seed, we might not perceive. We should seek to hear and to understand, innocent, overstand, and to see, seeing, and perceive. So picking up the 59th Q&A here for the RSS, right, the RSS number 9 for Vayeshev, Vayeshev. Question 59, who was Potiphar? Potiphar. Who was Potiphar, and how did he come to know Yosef, Yoasaph, and Bereshit in Genesis chapter 39, verse 1? Well, Potiphar, or some might say Potiphara, right? Potiphar was an officer. Now, here's an interesting little note right here. The word uses saris in the Hebrew, saris. Elsewhere, we might find that translated as eunuch. I just want to point that out concerning even some of the translations of the Ethiopian Black Jew official known as the Ethiopian eunuch. So the same word saris is here, but in your translations, in the translations, it says an officer. I point that out because there's been a lot of assumptions, right, concerning the Ethiopian eunuch, especially in this white Anglo-Saxon Protestant counterfeit Christian world, this Babylon world that ain't right. But Potiphar, he was a saris. So it could have said that Potiphar was a eunuch of Paro, a pharaoh of the great house. Remember Yeshua, Robeinu, he describes, he says, well, there's some who are, you know, born eunuchs, some who other men make them eunuchs, and some who make themselves eunuchs for the sake of the kingdom of the heavens. Yes? So Potiphar was an officer, saris, or technically speaking, a eunuch of Paro, Pharaoh, and captain of the guard. Apparently, he purchased Yosef, Yawasaf, our Hebrew Ah, from the Ishmaelites, even though HaTorah states it was from the Midianites. Check that in Genesis chapter 37, verse 36. Potipharah did not trust the Midianites and therefore requires the Ishmaelites, right, to attest that Joseph was, as one may say, for sale. Question 60, RSS number 9, right, Vayeshev for Shabbat, Vayeshev. Question 60, Q&A's right here. What was special? What was special about Yosef according to Genesis Bereshit 39, verses 2 to 6? Well, according to the scripts, according to HaTorah, Yahweh was with Joseph. Vayehi Yahweh et Yosef. Vayehi, and it be Yahweh, he who be, who he be, et Yosef, was with, right, was with Joseph. Now, it's an interesting construction. It could said im Yosef, im, like Immanuel, God is with us. But here it says et Yosef. It's a particularly an intimate being with. This meant that the divine presence, the divine face, divine POV, the divine POV, the divine, the divine point of view, his presence pervaded his life, Yosef's life, and blessed and prospered and increased all that he put, right, his hands to do. The divine presence, divine face, and grace also protected him from chatiyat, from chet, from lack, from missing the mark, from uckery, and immoral influences. Whenever Joseph handled merch, whenever Joseph handled merch or merchandise, it was blessed. It was a barakate. It was increased. It was prospered. And Potiphar's household, his bait, prospered because of him, because of Yosef. Question 61. How was Joseph tested? How was he tested in Potiphar's bait, in Potiphar's house? Genesis 39, Bereshit 39, verses 7 to 19. Though Joseph was made an overseer, Yosef was made an overseer of Potiphar's house. Joseph was relentlessly on and on and on and on tested by Potiphar's Isha, his Eshet, his Oset, his woman, his wife. who sought to have an illicit affair with him. Now, pause on this for a moment right here. This is something that, you know, we in LOJ, in the Rastafari Yeshiva and I studies have come across. As we mentioned, that Potiphar is called an officer in translation, right? But the Hebrew word is the same that brings out the sense of eunuch, sarif, elsewhere. Now, Rabbeinu Yeshua, he describes there's three kinds of eunuch. So we need to discuss what a eunuch is. It's not about, you know, some of the things, the alphabet, you know, the sexual alphabet people. You know, it's not speaking about that right there, as they would try to make you believe, right? But and not in his fullness. One of the three kinds, one who's born that way, one who other men make him that way, which there's a questionability about why would they do that, you know? And thirdly, it's the one who makes himself, right? Even of I and I disciples make I and I self for the kingdom, right, of heaven, for the kingdom of Zion's sake. So by zooming in on that and comparing with the Ethiopian official called in translation the Ethiopian eunuch, recognizing the Hebrew word saris is one word. It can mean official, right, in some senses. In other senses, it's brought out in translation as eunuch. Doesn't it start to make a little bit of sense, right? Not to justify in a way that, you know, the Memphite, the Nomim Patah, Eshet Oset, Potiphar's wife, but she wanted to have sex with him. But suppose he was an official, but suppose as an official he was a eunuch. Suppose the marriage was, you know, more about authority and standing. As we study Smai Ta We Ta Neda, we know that that did occur, right? But let's go forward. Joseph is tested, right? Because Potiphar's, the Saris, the officer, the eunuch's wife, right, who sought to have Joseph have, you know, an illicit affair, right, with her. Now, the Midrash says that this was, quote, payback. Some of the studies, right, and the scholars and some of I and I in studying this might look at this as payback, either for Joseph's earlier slander, right, his slander of his brothers to his father, namely that the brothers were flirting with the Canaanite-ish woman, the local gal, them, while they tended, right, their flocks or the flocks of their father, right, because the father's head of house, Beit Av, he's the Beit Av, you know, Beit Av is also the family, in a sense, Beit, house of Av, house of the father. So this is interesting because in the Testament of the 12 patriarchs, we have some of that to share right here as well in this Shabbat, in this time, in this season. Check out the patriarchs, the Testament of the 12 patriarchs. I'd like to heal up the brother who we actually have some of his, the audible of what he had read. Give me a moment. I'll pull that up just to get his name. Check out his on the YouTubes. His audible should be up there on the YouTubes. Check his reading out. They call like the Yahweh. He calls it the Yahweh translation, right? He basically, instead of L-O-R-D, right, he inserts Yahweh, you know, in those places. Now, we over the, you know, the zeal, you know, the zeal, so to speak, to do that. But like for example, you see L-O-R-D in the English, right? And you might think, oh, that's Yahweh. It could be Adonai. You know what I'm saying? You know, we really need to kind of, you know, you might see God, it usually is Elohim, but it could be El as well, or even Eloha. You know what I'm saying? But especially with the L-O-R-D, right? It could be Yahweh or Yahweh, could be Adonai, it could be Adoni. Now, there are some rules of thumb, right, that we can share, you know, for at least discerning. You know, even in the KJV, use the rule of thumb is capital L-O-R-D or even capital G-O-D is the Y-H-W-H is the Hashem, is the Yahweh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem. And in the other, generally speaking, other cases, you know, it is either L-O-R-D, right, can be either Adonai, right, or it's Adoni. And there's a nuance between Adonai, as we refer to Yahweh as Adonai, and as we refer to a master, right, a sovereign as Adoni, or even a woman, a righteous woman, Hebraic order, refer to a husband as Adoni, right, or master or sovereign, right? And get your mind out of the Gentile gutter. You know, when people talk about, oh, it's ownership. No, the woman has authority as well, too. So let's study Jalor, right? And authority also has responsibility. So ones look at it as perhaps payback, right? Or because Joseph may have become vain and spent too much time, some say, fixing his hair, fixing his locks, and admiring his appearance when he was younger. I find these, some of the ancient Midrash before 740 AD and the other Yehudi or other OJs came into it, the OJs, the other Jews came into it. I find it interesting that even in many of the ancient, you know, teachings, it speaks like this, you know, like, you know, his locks, you know what I mean? Spent too much time fixing his locks. Brother, you know how it can be, you know, we grow in grace and hopefully in knowledge and practice and perfect. But he might have spent too much time fixing his hair and admiring his appearance when he was a young man, a younger man. On the other hand, some of the sages say that it was providential. It was by Yahweh Yireh, Jehovah Jireh. He will see to it. He will provide, provida, like provide means, right, before seeing, to see beforehand. That's what provide means, pro, before, vida, as they say, Julius Caesar said, Vini, I came, what is this? Vidi, like video, I saw. Viki, or wiki. Actually, the proper pointing is wiki, right? Wiki, like Wikipedia, I conquer. Yeah, wiki means to conquer. Didn't you know? But anyway, right, provide. Some say that it was providence, right? Just seeing beforehand that all this happened, right, to Yosef, Yawasaf. Since Hailahim was doing him a favor by getting him out of the evil household, right, of these immoral people. Or some say Elohim was preparing him to be Paro, the great house's faithful right hand, the right hand man. The sages also say that the most difficult thing for a young man to do is to control his sexual desire. Again, the sages and many of the elders also, right, and some of us who get older, we recognize this to be true, that the most difficult or challenging thing for a young man to do is to control or to manage, right, his sexual desires. And therefore, Yosef, Yawasaf, his test was not unlike the test that Yitzhak, Isaac, faced at the Akedah, or the binding of Isaac. Question 62. So how did Joseph overcome the incessant seduction of Potiphar's Eshet, Orset, his wife? How? Well, he swore by Hailahim's name, by the Hashem, that he would never commit such a chet, such a lack, such a missing of the mark, such an uckery with her. And he, quote, refused, end quote, her advances to the point that he would no longer even look at her at all. Got that bad. He didn't want to even look at her direct. If you are tempted to chet, right, to lack, right, to get caught lacking, to miss the mark, right, to fall short, to uck up, if you're tempted to sin, think it over and carefully ask. If you're tempted to sin, take a breath, take a deep breath, think it over and carefully, right, ask, what am I doing, right? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? If you overcome your passion, you are considered a strong man, Hebraically speaking. If you overcome that temptation to uck up, to commit chet, chatiyat, and uckery, and falling short, a missing of the mark, a forfeiture, if you overcome your passion, you are considered truly you know, a Ish Hael, a man of power, Hael, right? And one of the Anshei Hael, one of the men of power, a strong man. How do we know this? Well, Proverbs, the Mishlei Shlomo, the Mashal, the Proverbs of Solomon, the allegories of Solomon, chapter 16, verse 32. Whoever is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city. Again, whoever is slow to anger is better than the mighty ones, and he who rules his spirit, his ire, than he who takes a city. And think about it. If you are slow to anger, right, and therefore better than the mighty, right, you can beat the mighty. And if you rule your spirit, you could take the city. Question 63. How long did Joseph suffer this temptation according to Genesis 39:11? How long? Well, the Memphite woman, the Nome Impetah woman, her seductions lasted over a year, over a shana. Joseph was said to nearly have succumbed to temptation when she arranged to be alone with him in the bait. She worked it out that everybody was like on holiday, right? Though Joseph saw that, quote, no man was inside. Joseph looked, he saw there was no one home but her, right? Including himself, right? And that reason that if he committed such a chet, a sin, a uckery, he would be like an animal, right? He would be like an animal, right? And no real man. Because of this, he prayed. He did tefillah. He prayed. And his desire left him. Hailahim made him, right, no man inside, meaning he removed the physical desire from Yosef. So in this reasoning on this portion of scripture, from look at the Hebrew, right, we can see where Elohim, right, made him, quote, no man inside. And as he prayed and humbled himself, he almost became like no man inside. And this means that he removed that physical desire, the physical desire that a man would have, right, tempted in such a situation or such situations. Question 64, why did this woman, this Eshet, this wife, Isha, right, this Orset, finally grab, why did she finally reach out and grab some of Joseph's tunic in Genesis chapter 39, verse 12? Why? Well, whenever she spoke to him, Joseph would pretend not to understand a word she was saying until she literally grabbed him by his shirt, right, and attacked him. Now, notice this happened when they were alone, when they were Yehud, the Hebrew, when they were Yehud, right, Ahad in the sense of being alone, Yehud, when they were Yehud in the bait. Question 65, why did Yosef, quote, leave his garment in her hand and flee from her and run? He was afraid. He was afraid that he would have to wrestle her, right, you know, for it, you know, you know, like maybe it was his shirt, maybe it was a shirt that was like, you know, a shirt that covered the bottom, you know, like how would this be, since she was still his mistress. So if he got too rough with her, give me my, you know, back, you know, she's still his mistress. When we say the mistress, don't think about it in the, take your mind out of the Gentile gutter. You know, mistress in the true sense means like the lady master. So really, in the true sense, the other woman, right, is not the mistress. They conned you. You know, what it says, Satan must deceive the whole world. The mistress is really the lady master, right? So she's his mistress. She's basically his boss, bossy. She's bossy, to use a modern kind of Hebrew terminology. She's his boss, right? He wanted to show her still some respect, you know? Even if she's being the way she is, she still is in that position. 2 Timothy 2:22 says, flee also youthful lust. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22, flee, run, jet also, right, from youthful lust. Providentially, Yahweh Yireh, Jehovah providing, providentially speaking, the garment became the means by that Joseph was judged guilty. That became now the evidence that Joseph was judged guilty and therefore subsequently removed from Potiphar's household. Question 66 right here. Why did Potiphar, or why didn't, some might ask, why didn't Potiphar kill Yosef, Yawasa, after Oseto, Eshto, told him that he tried to rape her? Well, undoubtedly, Potiphar did not really mamen. He did not really mamen, amen, you know, credit or accept as true, you know, believe his Isha, his Eshet, his Orset story. Some sages say that Potiphar's Orset, his Isha, actually pled for Joseph not to be killed, since she still loved him. It's interesting in the Testament of the 12 Patriarchs. Oh, yeah, here we got it right here. Brother's name right here, Jareem, Baraka, Yehuda, Ben Israel. The Testament of the 12 Patriarchs, you might be able to still find it on the YouTubes. You know, it's a good audible right there. It's called the Yahweh Translation. Jareem, Baraka, Yehuda, Ben Israel, right, doing the reading. So as we get into Joseph's affidavit and all of the brothers' affidavits in the Smai Tawi Mitzrayim, Tameri, a.k.a. Kemen or Egypt, it's interesting because some of that is actually brought out there as well, where Potiphar's wife actually pled for Joseph not to be killed since she still loved him. And that is also how Potiphar, that's how he learned the truth. Because he really, really was trying to do what you say he was trying to do, then why you don't want us to do what we do to somebody who do what you say done did or tried to done do? Potiphar, however, he still had to do something. So he imprisoned Joseph. Why? Well, basically to save face, right? To save face. So they say, well, if the Exodus happened from Egypt, Mitzrayim, then how come they don't talk about it? The Egyptians don't write about it in the monuments and wall paintings. So who writes about the defeats? Basically to save face and to make it appear that he was dealing, right, with the scandal here. There's a midrash, a study on this that says that Potiphar arrested Joseph and had him flogged, beaten. But as he was being whipped, there was a miracle that occurred, right? And a one-year-old baby began to speak in a loud voice, rebuking Potiphar for his treachery against innocent Joseph. Now, this so-called miracle, it caused Potiphar to untie him and sentence him to prison or imprisonment instead. Just a couple more questions here for the Vayeshev, right, the ninth, right? Hopefully we'll be able to touch on the tenth, you know, whether this light or forward light, and we can then segue here with the 11th sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong here in the time of study, the winter moons. Question 67, what happened when Joseph was first put in prison? Genesis chapter 39, Bereshit 39, 21-23. Well, Hailahim, Elohim, right, was with Yosef, et Yosef, and gave him favor in the eyes of the warden of the dungeon, who eventually made Yosef, Yawasaf, into his right-hand man of the prison system. Now, perhaps Potiphar, a chief executioner and captain of the guard, had put in a, quote, good word, no doubt, a good word for Yosef, so that he was given some preferential treatment there, perhaps. Question 68, who else was put into prison with Yosef and why? Genesis chapter 40, Bereshit, chapter 40, verses 1 to 2. Well, we learned that Pharaoh, the great house's chief wine steward and chief baker, they were in prison and charged with conspiring to poison the Mitzri Melech, the Egyptian king, or the Sutenbet, right, the king. Paro, the great house, was saved because he found a fly in his wine and a pebble in his bread. Regardless of their guilt or innocence, however, Hailehim, the Netcher of Netchers, used this at their plight to elevate, right, to help Joseph. This was used to help Joseph level up, right? Crisis / opportunity, what you choose. The chain of events leading to his release, it begins with their dreams and with Joseph's interpretations, with Joseph making sense out of their dreams. Question 69. Two more after this one right here. What were the dreams of each, and how did Joseph interpret these dreams? Well, the chief wine steward, right, dreamed he squeezed three bunches of grapes into Pharaoh, Paro, the great house's chalice, his cup. The chief baker dreamed he had three baskets of bread on his head, and a bird was eating from them. Now, Joseph interpreted, made sense of it, that in 3 days, the butler would be restored to his office, whereas the baker would be executed. Now, there's an interesting nuance right here in the Hebrew where it says, in both their dreams, they both dreamed that their heads would be lifted up, right? And therefore, one's head, the butler's head, who had been lifted up, was lifted up to honor, right? Whereas the baker's head was lifted up like on the gallows. He was hung. Question 70. Despite Joseph's appeal to the wine steward, remember the wine steward, the butler, to make an appeal to Paro, to the great house, on his behalf, after he was released, what happened? Genesis 40, 23. Well, he did not remember Joseph. Scripture says, lo zakar. He forgot him entirely. Wayisha kahehu. He forgetting him. Wayisha kahehu. He forgot him. Not only, it both uses the word lo zakar, not remember, and wayisha kahehu, and he forgot who. He forgot him. This was thought to be punishment to Joseph, for trusting this man rather than in Hailehim for his eventual vindication and deliverance. So even Joseph was growing in grace. Question 71 right here for the Q&As, for the RSS number 9, Vayeshev. How many years did Joseph remain in prison after interpreting the dreams of the wine steward, a.k.a., you know, the butler and the baker? Two years. The sages note that the butler, right, forgot Joseph, Wayisha kahehu, right, for 2 years because Joseph had asked him twice. Some look at the text and say, wait, he asked him twice. Isn't it ironic after the meek eighth, as the next Torah reading and feeding for the tenth, meek eighth at the end, right? It's literally in the Hebrew, it's from the end. It's like from the end, and put implication at the end in the Hebrew, meek eighth. At the end of two full years. It's interesting because actually there's another reading of that, 2 days, but after 2 years, right? Because Joseph had asked him twice to remember him before Paro, 1 year for each request. 1 year for each request. So here, as we conclude, you know, some of the Q&As for the study right here, some reasoning topics. Nahama Leibowitz notes that the certain man, you remember the certain man who directed Joseph to find his brothers in Dothan in Genesis 37, verse 15 to 17, was the providential key of the entire narrative and story of Joseph. Do you agree? Some say that this certain man, there was a certain man, don't name who this man was, but a certain man. Remember how when Jacob wrestled, he first wrestled for man, then it was an angel, then in hindsight it was Elohim. Do you agree that this certain man was a providential agent, right, sent by Elohim, by the Elohim to initiate Yisrael's service and even servitude in Mitzrayim? Second topic of discussion, reasoning, why didn't the brothers hate Jacob? Why didn't the brothers, right, the B'nai Ya'akov, the sons of Jacob, why didn't they hate Jacob, their father, instead of Yosef, their brother? Last item of discussion right here. In the genealogy of HaMashiach, Yeshua, given in Matthew, Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 to 16, only four women beside Mariam, right, are explicitly named, are named by name. Tamar, check it, who seduced the father of her late husband. Rahab, who is said to be a Canaanitish prostitute. Ruth, who was a Moabitess. And also, quote, the wife, the Eshet, the Orset of Uriah, of Orion, Bathsheba, an adulteress. So what characteristics do you think unite these women? What characteristics do you think unite these women here, namely Tamar, Rahab, Ruth, and the wife of Uriah? Doesn't mention her by name, but we're speaking about Bathsheba. Refer to Ruth chapter 1, verse 16, Ruth chapter 4, verse 12, 1 Kings chapter 1, verses 13 to 31, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 31, and James chapter 2:25, chapter 2, verse 25. So right here, brothers and sisters, sisters and brothers, right here, just for continuity, we'll pick up the meek eights, you know, right here. Now we have a psalm, today's daily psalm here in the season, reasons for the season. Here we have today's daily psalm, Psalm 92, which of course is the Shabbat, right, the evening psalm for the Shabbat day, Psalm 92, all right, Psalm 92, as well as the chant that we chant, you know, on Friday for the Kabbalat Shabbat. Here. Yes, sir.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
And here from Army Gideon and Ross on Desert Safari right here. Shabbat Peace right here. This acoustic exclusive acoustic here for LOJ, for the Machaber. Give thanks, Army Gideon Ross on Desert Safari. Is an adaptation, a Rastafari adaptation of the evening, you know, the evening psalm for the Sabbath day, the Shabbat. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 92. Here it is.
بسم آب وويل ومنفس قدوس هادو أملاك آمين كبر لكال وكبر لكلس وكبر بحيل وكبر لكلما وحيل الله جا راس الفار آي أجا جا ويا ويل أجا جا ويا ويل Send me salam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. Send me salam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. This is such a good thing, giving thanks and praises the Most High, Rastafari, on the psaltery, playing on the ten string, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah, the brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his soul. Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands, work and deep thought is the purpose and a plan, hey, aha, send Beit Salam, Shabbat Shalom. Workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when Jah's on high forevermore. But my heart shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, well, inside your home, and still, send Beit Salam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, well, oh well.
Babylon be like trying to cut the branch, please let it grow. The roots of David, he could only be so. Got to take it easy, please take it slow. Hey, send Beit Salam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home.
Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest. Well, oh well. Come on, well, yeah. More and better to him negative Yehuda Machaber. Line of Judah Society, LOJS. Yeah.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong.
So right here, here we are at, we're at the 11th sabbatical study right here for Vayigash, Vayigash. Very interesting Torah reading and feeding right here, not to, you know, neglect this in the Shavua as we're riding up to the seventh, but also to catch up with the previous studies so we can better understand and overstand the narrative right here, here, here. Let's touch on the first two aliyot right here from this 11th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong for Shabbat Vayigash, Sabbath, and he drew near, he nagash. Interesting, the nagash connection right here, here, here. So hear this right here.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad. Adonai.
They took out from the bottomless pit, but my head was made strong by the hand of the Almighty, forward in this generation, triumphantly, all I ever.
And here, 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 Shema Yisrael, here, here, here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Vayigash, Sabbath, and he came near, and he drew near,
he drew near,
he drew near,
he drew near,
here for the Rishon, here for the first Aliyah, the Rishon, here for the Rishon Aliyah for this Shabbat, Shabbat Vayigash, here picking up the first book of Moses, first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 44, here picking up from verse 18 for the Rishon Aliyah, for the first reading, first up offering here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Vayigash. Hashem Ha'ab Wahabein Ruachad Kadosh Yahuwa Echad. In the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, he who be, we be, the one. Vayigash Elayo Yehuda, why Yomer Bi Adoni Yidaberna Abdeka Davar Bi Azne Adoni Al Yichar Rabika Bi Abdeka Ki Kamoka K Faro. Then Yehuda, then Judah came near to him. Vayigash Elayo Yehuda. Then Judah, and Judah came near, drew near, and drew near to him, Yehuda. Vayigash Elayo Yehuda. And said, Vayomer Bi Adoni, O my Adon, Aten, O my Lord, Rabbi Adoni Yidaberna Abdeka. O my Adon, make thy servant afraid that I be Adoni Yidaberna Abdeka Davar Beazne Adoni. O my Adon, Adoni, make thy servant, I pray thy, speak a word in my Adon's, in Adoni's ears. Be Adoni, yidaberna abdeka dabar be azne Adoni. With ala yichar lapeka be abdeka. And make not thine anger burn against thy servant. We ala yichara apeka be abdeka. For thou art even as Pharaoh. For I art even as Pharaoh. Ki kamoka k Pharaoh. Adoni asked his servant, saying, Have y'all a father or a brother? Adoni ashaala eta abdayo. Leimora, hayesha lakem, av o, ach. Have y'all a father or a brother? Have y'all a father or a brother? Hayesha lakem, av o, ach. And we said to Adoni, I have a father, an old man, and a child of his old age, a little one, and his brother is dead, and he alone is left of his mother, and his father loveth him. And thou saidest to thy servants, bring him down to me, that I may set my eyes upon him. And we, I said to Adoni, to my Adon, the lad cannot leave his father, for if he should leave his father would die. And thou, the eye, saidest to thy servants, except your youngest brother come down with you, y'all shall see my face no more. And it came to pass, when we came up to thy servant, my father Ali, I told him the words of Adoni, of my Adon. And Ali, our father, said, go again, buy I and I a little food. Buy us a little food. And I and I cannot go down. If our youngest brother be with us, then will I and I go down. For I and I may not see Haish, the man Haish's face, except our youngest brother with us, with I and I. And thy servant, Ari, my father, said to us, to I and I, ye y'all know that my wife, Ishti, bear me, bear I too. And the one went out from me, from I. And I said, surely he is torn in pieces. And I saw him not since. And if y'all take this also from me, from I, and mischief befall him, ye y'all shall bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to the grave, to Sheol. Now, therefore, when I come to thy servant, Abdeka Havi, my father, and the lad, not with us, not with I and I, seeing that his life is bound up in the lad's life. With Atta, Kaboia Hilla Abdeka Havi, with Hanara Heinenua Hitan, with Nafsho. Seeing that his soul, his nefesh is bound up, his psyche is bound up with the lad's nefesh, with the lad's soul, the lad's psyche. With hanara heinenu aitan, with nafsho keshura v'nafsho. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, Gevir Yisrael, hear for the Sheni Aliyah, second reading, second up offering here for this Shabbat Wayikash, Sabbath. And he came near and he drew near. Here, picking up first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 44, here at verse 31, for the Sheni Aliyah. With Haya, Kiar Otoa, Kien Hanara, with Meita, with Horidua, Evadeka, Etta, Moshe Rabbeka Avinu De Yabona Shola Hola 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 Hola. And it shall come to pass when he seeth that the lad is not, he will die, and thy servant shall bring down the great hairs of thy servant, our father, I and thy father, with sorrow to the grave, with sorrow to Sheol. With Haya Kiaroto Akien Han Ara. And it shall come to pass. With Haya. And it shall come to pass when he seeth that the lad not. Haya Kiaroto Akien Han Ara. That he will die. What mate, that he will die, and thy servants shall bring down the great hairs of thy servant. Our father, I and thy father, with sorrow to the grave, with horidu abdeka, etta sevata abdeka, alinu, beyabona shola, 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 shola. For thy servant became surety for the lad to Avi, to my father, saying, if I bring him not to thee, then I shall bear the blame to Avi, to my father, forever, for I. Now therefore, I pray thy, let make thy servant abide instead of the lad, a bondman to Adoni, Ladoni, to my Adon, and make the lad go up with his brethren. For how shall I go up to my father and the lad not with I? Lest peradventure, perhaps, I see the evil that shall come to Abi, see the evil that shall come to my father. Ki eich. How shall I go to my father? If the lad be not with me, with Hanara Ainu Aiti, less I look upon the evil that shall come on my father. Pen ehe va'ra'a hashara yimatzaha etari. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear, hear. Genesis chapter 45, Joseph reveals himself to his brethren. Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him. And he cried, cause every man to come, cause every man to go out, cause every man to go out from me, from I. And there stood no man with him, while Joseph, made himself known to his brethren. With lo yakola Yosefa lehita apeka lekola ha nitzavim alayo vayayikra. Then Yosef could not refrain himself before all the men that stood by, before all of them that stood by him. With lo yakola Yosefa lehita apeka lekola ha nitzavim alayo. And he cried out, he called out, vayikra. Cause every man to go out from I. Call Isha, may alai. With law, Amada Isha ito, Beahita wada'a, Yosefa illa echayo. Then and there stood no man with him. And there stood no man with him while Joseph made himself known to his brethren. With lo amada isha ito, and there stood no man with him. Be'ahita wada'a Yosef, while Joseph made himself known, illa echayo, to his brethren. And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians in the house of Paro Pharaoh heard. And Yosef and Joseph said to his brethren, I, Yosef, doth my father yet live? And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled. For they were troubled at his presence. Vayitena etak oloa biya bekiya vayayisha me'u amitzrayim. Vayayish ma'a baita paro. And he wept. And he wept aloud. Vayitena etokolo. And he gave his voice a biki. And he wept aloud. And he gave his voice weeping. Vayitena etokolo bi a biki. Vayishmu'u a mitzrayim. And the Mitzrayim and the Egyptians in Mitzrayim heard. Vayishma'u Mitzrayim. Vayishma'a Beit Paro. And the Beit, the house of Paro, of Pharaoh, heard. Vayomer Yosef ella echayo. And Joseph said to his brethren. Vayomer Yosef ella echayo. Joseph said to his brethren. Ani Yosef. Ha'od avi chai? I am Joseph. Ani
Yosef.
I am Joseph. Ani Yosef. Ha'od avi chai? Ha'od
Abichai.
Doth my father yet live. Ha'od avi chai? With lo yakalua echayo. La nota oto akia niva halu. Mi banayo. And his brethren could not answer him, for they were affrighted at his presence. With lo yachlua echayo la enota oto ki yivhalua mi banayo. And Joseph said to his brethren, come near to me, come near to I pray you. And they came near. And he said, I, Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. Vayomer Yosef ella echayo, Geshuna elai. And Joseph said to his brethren, Geshuna elai, Geshuna, come near elai to I. Vayikashu, and they came near. Vayikashu, Vayomer, and he said, Ani Yosef, Achikem, Asher Mikartem Otia Mitaraima. I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Mitraim, into Egypt. Ani Yosef, Achikem, Ani Yosef, Achikem, Asher Mikartem Otia Mitraima. And now, therefore, be not grieved, nor angry with yourselves, that ye that y'all sold me hither, here, for Elohim, for the true good, the true God, for Elohim did send me before you to preserve life. We'ata, Allah teya atzavua, we'Allah yichara, bi'aya nekema, kiya mekaretema otiya, heina ki, le, Michia, she lachini Elohim lifa nekem. And now be not grieved. Ata, and now alate atzavu, be not grieved nor angry with yourselves. With ala yichara de ayinekem, and be not angry in your own eyes. Kia mekaretem, that y'all sold me. That y'all sold me hither, hey, hey, na, ki, for, ki, le michia, she lachni, Elohim, alif nekem, for Elohim did send I before you to preserve life. For these 2 years, the famine in the land, and yet 5 years in which neither airing nor harvest. And Elohim sent I before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. Vayisha lacheni Elohim lifnekem la suma lakem she eyarita ba'aretz ula ha hayota lakem Lifa neit ah, gdolla.
sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat Strong.
Ethiopia. This man was born there. Babylon, to them that know me. Mention of Rahab and Babylon, Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Man was born there.
Bakadamawi. Bakadamawi.
Bakadamawi.
Bakadamawi.
Bakadamawi.
Bakadamawi.
Bakadamawi. Bakadamawi.
Inflatia.
The home place is due for help.
Judgment comes.
9999, the watchman, Ijaman Levi right there, Ijaman Levi with Ja watchman right there, so watch it, Shema, give ear, so we have Psalm 92, interesting in that tune right there, showers of rain, in the six rainy months, rainy moons here, we're out of season, out of the seven, to the 7 months, ecclesiastical, liturgical part with the feasts, the festivals, the appointments of Jehovah, according to Leviticus chapter 23 here, out of season. But in this season, these are 6 or so months and moons, and even in the Seder of the Tefillah and the prayer, the order of prayer, there's a special prayer included for the rains. We pray for the rains, you know, so there's a good crop and harvest in the season to come, even by providence, looking forward. So here we have Psalm 92, which you ride up Friday evening, the Kabbalat Shabbat, after the 6th Psalm, Psalm 95 to 99, plus Psalm 29. Then we seal out with Psalm 92, and then with Psalm 93, which is a Friday evening Psalm. But Psalm 92 properly is a Psalm for the Shabbat day, Psalm for the Sabbath day. So we have some audible to share right here. Going to go at it Hebraically right here, right now, in this season, this time. But let's just share this one here. It's a chant, right, for the aggregation right here. A little freestyle here, today's daily song.
Psalm 92, a chant for the congregation. Gratitude. 'Tis good to thank the mighty Jah, to chant thy name, O thou most high, to tell at morn thy love abroad, thy truth beneath the midnight sky, with ten-string lute and lyre so sweet, deep thoughtful chords, with harpings so sweet. For with thy work and high employ meet, thou cheerest me, Jehovah. I sing for joy. As flowering palm the just shall shew, as mountain cedar waving broad, set in Jehovah's own house they grow, in holiest precincts of I and I God. These in hoar age more fruit shall bear, forever glowing, green and fair, to shew how true Jehovah mine aid, how bright, how clear from evil shade.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my name ready.
מזמור צד בית. מזמור שיר ליום השבת. טוב להודות לאדוני ולזמר לשמך עליון, להגיד בבוקר חסדיך ואמונתך בלילות. עלי עשור ועלי נבל, עלי היגיון בכינור, כי שמחתני אדוני בפועליך, במעשה ידיך ארנן. מה גדלו מעשיך, אדוני, מאוד עמקו מחשבותיך. איש בער לא ידע, וכסיל לא יבין את זאת. בפרוח רשעים כמו עשב, ויציצו כל פועלי אבן, להישמדם עדי עד, ואתה מרום לעולם, אדוני. כי הנה אויביך, אדוני, כי הנה אויביך יובדו, יתפרדו כל פועלי אבן, ותרם קרעם קרני, בלותי בשמן רענן, ותבט עיני בשורי, וקמים עלי מרעים, תשמענה אוזני. צדיק התמר יפרח, כארז בלבנון יסגה, שתולים בבית אדוני, בחצרות אלוהינו יפריחו. עוד ינובון בשיבה, דשנים ורעננים יהיו. להגיד כי ישר אדוני, צורי ולא עוולת בו.
So here, let's write off the Hebrew right here, first three verses, going to touch on the first three verses. Psalm 92 has a theme of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving due to Yahweh, to Jehovah.
Mizmor shir leyom hashabbat. Mizmor tzadei beit. Mizmor shir leyom hashabbat. Mizmor tzadei beit. Mizmor tzadei beit. Mizmor tzadei beit. A song, mizmor, a chant of intonation, mizmor, a shir, a song, a ode, leyom hashabbat, for the Sabbath day. Psalm 92, Psalm XCII, the Sabbath hymn. The title occurs in the Targum, in the interpretation, the form, a song and song which Adam uttered on the Sabbath day, in accordance with the Judaic tradition that it was composed by him on the first Sabbath of creation. Today's daily psalm, the Tzadei Beit psalm, the 92nd psalm, is said to be a song which Adam uttered on the Sabbath day, in accordance with the Judaic tradition that it was composed by him on the first Sabbath of creation.
Now, its association with the holy day was recognized in the temple, in the Heikal and the temple period, where it was chanted by the Lewim, the Levites, the Lewawiyan, each Sendet, each Shabbat, each Yom HaShabbat, each Sabbath day. But why? Why was it selected for that occasion? Now, after stating that, quote, the psalm has no close intrinsic connection with the Sabbath, end quote, Israel Abrahams proceeded to discover a link in, quote, its character as a Thanksgiving psalm, a Thanksgiving mizmor, a Thanksgiving chant, intonation, a Thanksgiving Isis, eulogizing Hashem Elohim, the true good, the true God's, Jah's faithful providence, provider, Jah will provide, and love and caring for the world, the marvelous works of his hands. A deeper thought is suggested by Rashi, his comment that it speaks of, quote, the world to come, which is an unending Shabbat. Without accepting any allusion to the hereafter, we, I and I, may find in this remark the true relationship of the psalm, the mizmor, the chant, the intonation, the Isis, to HaShabbat, to the Shabbat, to the Sendet, to the Sabbath. The psalmist lived in a world wherein workers of iniquity do flourish, workers of lawlessness, injustice do flourish, bringing hardship and anxiety and misery and miserimes upon the righteous, ha tzadik, and the tzadikim, the tzadikan. How? In such circumstances, how in such situations could they sing praises, Isis, chant, intonations to Jah, to Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, for his goodness? Their minds were beset by the perplexing problems of reconciling the facts of life with divine providence. Jah will provide, Jehovah Jireh, Yahuwah Yireh. On the hallow, the Isla day, man's spiritual nature is heightened and enlightened and fortified, and his vision rendered clearer. He then views the situation with a more optimistic and upful outlook. The contrast between the transitory character of the material and the permanence of the spiritual, the eretical, is borne in upon him. His eyes and eyes are turned away from the phi cycle, the physical, the material world, the seclorum, with its cares and anxieties and trials and tribulations, to the world which is ever radiant with the glory of Jah, with the glory of He who be who He be, the glory of His divine majesty, Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God. Exalted by so glorious a vision, He is able, He and I and we are able to sing His praises, His mizmor, His chants, His Isis, even before the wicked, the ratchet, are overthrown. So we have Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is due to Ha Elohim, to Elohim, Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God. In these first Aleph, Beit, Gimel verses right here in today's daily psalm, the Tzadeh Beit, the Tzadeh Beit, the Tzadeh Beit, the 92nd psalm, Psalm XCII, according to the royal order, the Ethiopian Hebrews. And here, after the order of Malakia Tzedek, we ride up with the opening Aleph Beit Gimel, the ABGs in the Hebrew, the first three verses of today's daily psalm, the Sabbath hymn, Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbat, superscription, Mizmor, a chant, Isis, intonation, mizmor, shir, an ode, a song. Leyom, for the day of the day, Leyom HaShabbat, for the Sabbath day. Tov lehodot la'Yehovah ulezamer lishmeka elyon. It is a good thing. It is a good thing. Tov. Tov. Toba. Toba. It is a good thing. It is a good thing. It is a good thing. It is a good thing to give thanks. Lehodot. Tov lehodot. La'Yehovah. It is a good thing to give thanks to he who he be, to Jah, to Jehovah. Tov lehodot la'Yehovah. Ulezamer leshmeka elyon. And to sing praises, to chant praises. Ulezamer. Ulezamer, to chant Isis, to chant Mizmor. Ulezamer, le shimeka, to chant Isis, intonation to thy name. Le shimeka, ulezamer, le shimeka, Elyon. O Most High, Elyon. Ulezamer, le shimeka, Elyon. Lehagid baboker chasedeka, to declare, to tell of thy loving kindness, thy mercy, of thy love, thy loving kindness, of thy mercy. Lehagid baboker chasedeka, we emunateka balelot, and thy faithfulness, and emunateka, emunateka, thy faithfulness, thy truth, emunateka balelot, in the nights, balelot, in the night seasons, in the nights. Ele asor, wa ele navel, with an instrument of 10 strings, ele asor, and with the psaltery, va ele navel, wa ele navel, and with the psaltery, ele higayon, with a solemn, meditative, iditative sound, ele higayon, the higayon. Bikinor, upon the harp, bikinor, bikinor, upon the harp. Thanksgiving is due to Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God. A good thing, tov, tov, tov lehodot, to give eyes, to give praise, to give thanks, the stretching forth of the hand, the yada, the toda, the hodot, lehodot, Yehuda, Yehuda, not Yahuda, but Yehuda, celebrated, praised, Isis, Tov, Lehodota, La Yehovah, to he who he be, La Yehovah, to Yehovah, to Jehovah, Ulezamer, and to chant, to intonate, Isis, U, and Lezamer, the Mizmor, Zamer, Ulezamer, Lishimeka, to the I name, the I male name, Lishimeka, Elyon, Elyon. Here we don't have El Elyon, but Elyon, Most High. It is right, it is proper, tov, lehodot, to stretch forth the hands and to give praises, put your hands up, tov, lehodot, la'Yehovah, to thy name, lishmeka, Elyon, thy character as supreme ruler of the universe, of the universe, universal ruler, lehagid, to tell, to declare by telling, lehagid, lehagid babokar, babokar, in the morning, chasedeka, the eye loving kindness, to declare the eye's loving kindness, the eye's mercy, babokar, in the bokar, bokar tov, bokar tov, good morning, bokar tov, to declare, tov, lehodot la'Yehova, u lezamer lishmeka elyon, lehagir babokar chasedeka, ve munateka balelot, and thy faithfulness, thy truth, emunatika, the I, amen, the I truth, the truth, the reality, the faith, faithfulness, where emunatika balelot, in the leilas, the leilawot, in the night season, balelot, balelot, in the nights, morning, boker, leilot, the morning and the nights, the boker, balelot, suitable times of the day in which direct thoughts to Egeziavihar, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Father, B'Shem Yeshua, in which to direct the thoughts to he who be we be before the round of the duties begin, and after the round of duties of the day has ended. Ele Asor wa Ele Navel Ele Higayon B'Kinor, with an instrument of 10 strings, Ele Asor, the Ele Asor, that which has 10 strings, an instrument of 10 strings, Ele Asor, wa and Ele Navel, and with a psaltery, Ele Higayon, that which has a solemn and iditative, a Higayon, a sound that's conducive for iditation, Ele Higayon, B'Kinor, upon the harp, B'Kinor. We have psaltery, Psalm 33. Psalm 33 speaks to the navel. Navel, some enunciates navel, 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 the psaltery. On a, and with a solemn ele, having ele, higayon, higayon. The higayon is very, very interesting. The higayon often has a meditation, a iditation. That which has a sound, a solemn sound, a meditative sound, an iditative full sound, so to speak, a meditative full sound, the Higayon. We also have this in Psalm 9, round about verse 17, 16, 17, a verse of Psalm 9 right there as well. So we have the opening portion of the Sabbath Psalm, these powerful verses, the Aleph, Beit, Gimel verses. Now, as the psalm rides up verses, we have verses 4 to 7, Jah's works, verses 8 to 11, the wicked, the ratchet perish, verses 12 to 15, the righteous, the tzaddikim, the tzaddikan, the righteous triumph.
And here, Midrash, here, in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Tzarai Beit. And here, Midrash, here, in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Tzarai Beit. Mizmor Tzarai Beit. Mizmor.
Yes, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Chabarim. Today's daily psalm, the 92nd psalm, the Tzadei Beit. Tzadei. Right, the Tzadei Beit, or some say Tzadei Beit. And the enunciation, we say Tzadei Beit, Psalm, the Psalm of the Sabbath. And it's a couple of words right here for I and I listeners. Shabbat Shalom, of course. And this psalm here, we wrote up with the three verses, the first three verses right here, the opening. Right, as we hear the fuller chant of it, give thanks to Ras Andessa, Army Gideon, and the ride up on the Shabbat hymn, the Sabbath psalm here, and all the others that bring forward the word, sound, and power of thanks and praises, the hymn of the Sabbath, Yom HaShabbat, the Tzadei Beit, the 92nd psalm, Psalm XCII. Now we have the first three verses as we rolled up with, just once again for the hearing, just from the Alpha Omega. So this is the Alpha of today's daily psalm, the beginning of the psalm, getting that groundation, that root in the Mizmor Shir Li Yom HaShabbat, the Mizmor. A Mizmor, a psalm is a chant, or Isis. Isis is the psalm. Not so much a song, but the psalm is the Isis, the Zemer, the Zamer, the Zamer. And it's brought out in today's daily psalm, in the Shabbat psalm, in the 92nd psalm, Mizmor Shir. So some interpret this even in the LXX as a psalm of an ode, right? A psalm, a chant of a song that is a chant or a chant, Isis, right? And it's important that we get to understand what Isis is. right? Rastafari, who received the spirit and truth, overstand. The Isis, can we give Isis? And that Isis word in the Hebraic, right, in the Hebrew of it is mizmor. In the Royal Amharic, we say mezmor. But from the root, Ethiopically, zemmere, to chant, to intonate. Hebraically, that root word, we will say zamer, the zamer. Zamer, zamere, zamer in the Hebrew, and zemmere, zemmere. So we have a mizmor, Hebraically, and we have a mezmor. Interestingly enough, disciple in the Royal Amharic is deka mezmor. Deka, like a child of the psalm, or one who the psalm has been refined in. So the deka can mean to refine something, make it very fine, right? To refine it, right? Like to grind it down to make it very fine. As well as dekika in the is for children. So it's interesting because children are small and refined, and something must be refined in them, refound in them. So it's teach the youth. So in teaching this, we need to understand and understand it. So the psalm is the chant, is the Isis, the psalm, P-S-A-L-M in the English interpretation or translation of it, psalm. Hebrew, Hebraically, Afro-Shemitically speaking, we have the zamer and the zemere, we have the mizmor and the mezmor. Here, in the Hebrew, we have mizmor, a chant, Shir, an ode, a song. So a chant, a psalm, and a song. Just to emphasize the nuance, it's very important, I dictate on this, higayon, iditation on this, the mizmor and the shir. So it's like a song, right? A song, but it's a chant. It's an Isis, but it's a song. So it's like a Isis, yes, but it's also a song, mizmor. Shir, Liyom HaShabbat, Liyom, for the day of the day, Liyom HaShabbat. Oh, Lehodot LaYehovah, Ulezamer, LeShimecha Elyon. It is a good thing to give thanks to Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, Yahuwah, Yahweh, LaYehovah. It's a good thing to give thanks, the stretching forth of our and our hands, the yada, the yad is the hand, yada, to stretch forward the hands. We have the Torah, the thanksgiving, the eyes is giving, is stretching forth of the hands, the thanksgiving. And we have the hodot, thanksgiving, hodot, toda. We have Yehuda. Son Yehuda is Yehuda because the name means to be praised. Praise, Yehuda, praise. Leah, Judah's mother, she gave praises to Yahweh, to he who be who he be. She gave praises. She gave praises, and she called his name Yehuda, celebrated, elaborated, praised. So it is good, lihodot laYehova uleZamer. There we go. Zamer leShemecha Elyon, chanting Isis to his name. LeHagid, declaring, LeHagid. This is an important word. This is the connective word. This is the shir right here for the Shabbat and in the 92nd Psalm, the Shabbat Psalm. Here in the English Bibles and the KJV will be at verse 2. If you're looking in the Sefer Tehillim, the Psalter, it'll be at verse 3. It'll be the Gimel verse in the Hebrew. But looking from the KJV, this is the second verse here where it reads, Lehagid, to declare. Do you have anything to declare? To declare, the declaration, the declaring. Lehagid. To declare. Now this, why is this so important and why do we seek to emphasize this with I and I audience and with the item in the hearing, especially for the Shabbat day? Because in the KJV, this is brought forward as to shew forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Psalm or song for the Sabbath day. It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. and to sing praises to thy name, O Most High. Now note here, if you look in the KJV, it is a italicized good, non-italicized thing, italicized. So we can read it as it is a good thing to give thanks to Jah, Jehovah, Yahuwah. Now if we read it with other italicized, it brings up the force of the Hebrew. Good to give thanks to Jah. Good to give thanks. Oh, lehodot la Yahuwah. It is good to give thanks to Yahuwah, to Jehovah. It is good to give thanks and to sing praises to thy name. Ulezamer, and to chant Isis. Ulezamer, lishimeka elyon, O Most High. Verse 2, to shew forth, lehagid, to shew forth is Hebraically to declare, to show forth, lehagid, like the Haggadah. We have the Haggadah at Pesach, Fasika, the Passover Seder, and the Haggidah, right? The Haggidah, you know, the Haggidah, the telling of the story, the telling, right? The telling forward, teach it to your children. Lihagid, to declare it, to shew it forth, word, sound, power. Lihagid, to shew forth thy loving kindness in the morning. Lihagid, baboker, chasedeka, thy loving kindness, thy chesed, thy mercy. Chasedeka, thy, he who be, mercy. Lihagid, baboker, boker, morning, boker tov. Boker tov. Good morning, boker tov. Right. Erev tov. Good evening. Right. Laila tov. Good night. But the morning and in the night seasons. Ve emunateka balelot. In the night. Halelo, in the night seasons, in the night time, in the night seasons, and thy faithfulness, where emunateka, thy faithfulness, ba leilot, to shew forth. Why is this important? Because this is, the Hebrews at the third verse, in the KJV, is at the second verse, to shew forth, lehagid, to show forth, lehagid, to declare. Let's look at the last verse, right, which we have as the 15th verse in the KJV, to shew that the Lord, that Yahuwah, Jehovah, is upright. He who be, we be, yod hey, where hey, is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Now, this has italicization as well, so let's read it without italicization. To shew that Adonai, upright, Adonai, upright, my rock, and no unrighteousness in him. This is the conclusion of the Sabbath hymn, the 92nd of Tzadeh Beit. Let's zoom in here. Can we touch on the first three verses, the opening three verses, thanksgiving due to Hashem, to the name, Hashem, to the name, Yod Hey, Weh Hey, He who He be. His divine majesty. It is good. Elyon, to his name, Elyon, to sing Isis to Elyon, the Isis to Elyon, to the Most High, to declare that Yod Hey Weh Hey, that Hashem is upright. Lihagid ki Yashar Yehovah. Lihagid ki Yashar Yehovah. To declare that Yahuwah, that Hashem is upright. Ki Yashar. Ki, because, for that, because, Ki Yashar. Yashar. Yashar El, upright of El, the true good, the true God. Ki Yashar. To declare what? That he who be, who he be, is Yashar, is upright. To shew that Jehovah, that Yahweh, that Yahweh, upright, sori, right? Sori, in a transliteration, it's the name Zor, Zor, Sor, Sori, Sori, my rock, I rock. Sori, I and I rock. Sori, he is Sori, my rock. And no unrighteousness in him. Awalata, 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 awalat, awalata. Now here's interesting right here because of the pointing. Right, we have Evla, Evel, 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 Evel. There's no Evel. Evolata, Evolata. There's no Evolota. There's no Evolata, no Evel. There's no evil. Evel, Evel, Evel. There's no Evel in him. No perverseness, no injustice, no unrighteousness in him. Suri, Wilo, Evolata, Bo. Velo, Evolata, Evola, Evolata, Bo. There's no unrighteousness in him, no injustice in him, no lawlessness or iniquity in him, no perverseness or twistness in him. The law will law evlata bo. Now, also look in the Hebrew Masoretic, some words in some manuscripts are questionable, and therefore there is the katib, what is written, and then there is the karei, what is recommended or suggested to be said, because in some cases we have copyists, either error or something might, a letter sometimes. But because the word is so familiar, and even the context of the other words and the what is being said, we can find it elsewhere and can pretty faithfully discern that this here is referring to the same conceptual ideas as this here. You know, it becomes very kind of clear. It's like a puzzle. You already have the picture what the puzzle looked like. You have all the pieces here. You can see, you say, oh, okay, this is that, because you've got the vision right there. So here, in discerning this right here, in fulfilling the Shabbat Psalm, the Tzadeh Beit Psalm, the 92nd Psalm, let's zoom in right here to the triumph of the righteous. The triumph of the righteous, because today's daily psalm, the Sabbath hymn psalm, it has 1, 2, 3, 4 parts. It has verses 1 to 3, the thanksgiving to Jah. It has verses 4 to 7, Jah's works. It has verses 8 to 11, the wicked, the ratchet perish. And it has verses 12 to 15, the righteous triumph, the triumph of the righteous. And zooming in right here to the 15th verse, we have in the KJV Tishu. Now this verse, the 15th verse, is connected in the 92nd Psalm Hebraically to the second verse, Tishu. Now the translator in the second verse says, Tishu forth thy loving kindness in the morning. In the Masoretic, the verse would read, or can be read as, Lihagid Baboker Hasedeka, Hasedeka, the eye-loving-kindness, to declare. In the Sefer Tehillim, the translator here translates it as, to declare. And in the 15th verse in the KJV, which would be the 16th verse in the Sefer Tehillim, but the same verse, it says, Lihagid. Lehagid, to declare, ki yashar Yahuwah, to declare that Adonai, Adonai is yashar, upright. Lehagid, to shew forth that he who be who he be, yashar. How do we shew forth? How do we declare? See, so the word to shew forth is to declare, word, sound, power. That's why the opening verses of the psalm is, oh, lehodot la Yahuwah, u lezamer leshmeka elyon, leshmeka elyon. It is good, good, good to give thanks to he who be who he be. Good to stretch forth the hands, put your hands up to give eyes and praises. Oh, lehodot la Yahuwah, u lezamer leshmeka elyon. And to sing Isis, to intonate, to chant. More better be to chant Isis. Leshemeka, to the I name, Elyon, Elyon, L'ul Hoy, the sovereign, the prince, the most high. To shew forth thy loving kindness, Babokar, in the Bokar, the Bokar Tov, to declare
declaring word, sound, power. And here at the 15th verse, to declare that he who be who he be, that Hashem is Yashar, that the name, that he who be who he be, that Adonai is Yashar, is upright. So this verse here is based on Deuteronomy chapter 32 and 4. Deuteronomy chapter 32 and 4, to declare, to shew forth by their prosperous condition in the context of the Shabbat psalm, the Mizmor, the Shir, Leyom, HaShabbat, by their prosperous condition, they and I and I and we are witnesses to Jah's just rule and his justice in the world, because we are in the world but not of the world. Therefore, we testify and we shew forth through the eyes, the praises, word, sound, power, in word and in deed and in I, liberty. Now, here's the connection. Here's the connection with the Sabbath psalm as a sabbatical meditation, even in the giving of thanks and praises and in the stillness and being still and knowing and the silent prayer and meditation and meditation. I meditate on Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 4, in connection with the fulfillment verse of the Sabbath hymn, the Sabbath song, Mizmor Sade Beit, the 92nd psalm. So here we're in Deuteronomy chapter 32. All right, so let's just get KJV as well, where we have the Sefer, Devarim, HaDevarim in the Hebrew, so let's get the English, and because sometimes the translation, don't want to get lost in translation. All right, so I said study to shew yourself approved. That's why he gave the Holy Spirit for the discernment and the understanding of the tongues and the languages. Here we have verse 4, where it reads, He is the rock, His work is perfect, for all His ways are judgment, a God of truth and without iniquity, just and righteous is He. So this verse here in today's daily psalm, Psalm 92, the Sabbath hymn, 92 and 15, to shew that the Lord is upright, He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. So the psalm is based on the Torah, and this song, right? Note we have this song of Moshe, this song of Moses, even in the season and even with the reason for the season. He is. So now let's read it out the italicization here from the KJV. The rock, the rock. So we see that he is italicized, the next is italicized, are is italicized, and then we have is italicized. So more from the force of the Hebrew brought out in the English, KJV, without the italicization. The rock, his work perfect, for all his ways judgment, a God of truth and without iniquity, just and right he. Here in the Hebrew, we have Hatzor, the rock, Hatzor, Tamim, Pa'ilo, his work is, Pa'ilo is perfect, Tamim, Pa'ilo, perfect, complete, Tamim, Pa'ilo, Hatzor, Tamim, Pa'ilo, Ki kola derakayo a mishpat, for all his ways are justice, mishpat. Ki kol derakayo mishpat, all his derakayo, all his ways. Ki kol derakayo mishpat, helemuna uavena avel. Avel. El, the true God. El of the Elohim. El, Ha'el. El Emuna. He is a God of faithfulness. El, the faithful. El Emuna. We're in Avel. Now it's interesting because in the psalm,
there is a Ketiv Kare situation. The Ketiv, what is written, is Ein Lamed Tav He, or Ein, the hard A, Lamed L, or A-L, Tav He, T-H. But then we have the Kare, what is said for this verse. We have the Ein Wow, or the Ein Vav Lamed Tav He, or the A-W-L-T-H. But the root of it is Ein, or Ein Vav, or W, Wow, Lamed, for Evel Avel, which is to say injustice, right? Injustice, sometimes translated as iniquity, right? Let's see, just bring this out right here. Sometimes translated as iniquity is the H5766. Evel Avel Avla Ola, in a sense, Ola Avla Evel. It's interesting because in a simple way of reading from the English is like Evel. Like evil, like evil, evil, injustice, unrighteousness, wrong, in the sense of violent deeds, of injustice, in the sense of injustice of speech, of speaking, in the sense of injustice in a general sense, usually a moral evil, iniquity, perverseness, unjustness, unrighteousness, wickedness, coming from the H5765, where we have awal, 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 or aval, which is to act wrongfully or unjustly, to deviate from, to act wrongfully. And it's a primitive, it's a very ancient word, the awal, 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 almost like, because the ayin, so it has a harder sound, like evel, evel, it's almost like twist, to distort, something is distorted or twisted in a moral sense, to deal unjustly, unrighteously. So where in the psalm, as it can be read, where it says, Tzuri, Tzuri, my rock, with lo and no, awalata, awalata, awalataha, bow, and no twistedness, injustice, unrighteousness, iniquity in him, and being based on Deuteronomy 32 and 4, the Song of Moshe, we have it right here. We can see when we look in the Hebrew. So it might be a copyist error, no doubt, or maybe some different reading of that, like awla, awlota. It could be awlotaha, awlota, like twistednesses, corruptions, injustices, moral corruption. So just in the general sense of no injustice, injustices. We can see that within it. But looking at the Torah right here, we have El, El, God in the Hebrew sense at the root, like Ha'el, Ha'el, El, El, Emuna, El, Emuna, Ve'en, Awel, Ve'en, Avel, Sadiq, Ve'yasharhu, Sadiq, Ve'yasharhu, or Sadiq Ve'yasharhu, just and right is he. Just, it's interesting, just in the sense of Sadiq. Just, justice, righteous, righteous, with yashar, yashar, upright, yashar, yashar. We have that also in Yisrael, yasharel, the upright of El, yashar, and Yeshurun, Jeshurun, Yashurun, right, the upright, another metaphorical name for Yisrael, right? He is the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment, a God of truth. So here in the KJV, Emuna, we have Emuna as truth. Now note also in the Sabbath Psalm, it's in the King James verse 2, which will correspond to the Sefer Tehillim here, verse 3, where it says to declare, right, to shew forth, Lehagid, lehagid, to tell, to shew forth, lehagid ababoker chasedeka, to declare, to show forth the eye, loving kindness, mercy, baboker in the morning. Ve emunatika, ve emunatika, ve and emunatika, and thy faithfulness, baleilot, baleilot, in the nights, or the night season, in the night times, in the night, baleilot. So we have emunatika, faithfulness, emunatika, we emunatika, and the eyes, faithfulness. But here we have it translated in the KJV in Deuteronomy 32 and 4 as a God of truth, a God of truth. El emunah, el emunah, the God of the true faith.
in that sense. Haimanot, Emuna, Imnet, El Emuna, with Ein of Ein Avel, and without iniquity. And without iniquity. Note this. KJV and the Hebrew, directly from the Hebrew, translates that the same race here. The difference with a God of truth, and then we have a God of faithfulness. So that word truth and faithfulness, also a God of reality. Because truth, faithfulness, what's really real. El Emuna. El Emuna. And it says right here, El Emuna, with ein, like without, with ein, avel. Ein, avel. And no, avel. Avel. Right? Avel. Right? Tzadik, with yashar, who? Just, righteous, tzadik, with, and yashar, who? And upright, who? Huwa. With yashar, huwa. And upright, who? He. He is upright. He is tzadik. He is yashar. These are also his attributes. So here we have just a quick here. Hatsor, the rock. KJV said he is, italicized, he is the rock. Hatsor, he is the sword. Hatsor, he is the rock. Who is he who be who he be? He who be who he be. Yahuwah Hatsor. He be Hatsor. He be the rock. Who he be? He be El Emuna. Who he be? He be he an avel, without iniquity. Who he be? He be tzadik. Who he be? Yashar hu be he. So we have the rock. El is unalterable in his relationship with man as a rock. His way is perfect. Hatsora tamima pa'illo. Pa'illo. His work, pa'illo, tamim, is perfect, is complete. Nothing, it doesn't have less than it should. It doesn't have more than it should. It's always right. As against man's work, which of necessity is not perfect or imperfect. Elohim's work alone is perfect. All his ways are justice. All his ways. Ki kola derakayo mishpot. Mishpot are judgment in the sense of mishpot are judgment. All his ways, derakayo, his derek, is justice. Whether tending to happiness, if he seeks to bring forth happiness, that's his judgment, it's just. Or if it's misfortune, it is just. A God of faithfulness, of truth. El Emuna. He is faithful to give their reward to the righteous in the now or the hereafter, and now and hereafter. If they don't receive it now, we receive it later, but they will receive it because El Emuna. He is the El of faithfulness. He will faithfully fulfill his yea and amen to the patriarchs concerning their descendants, concerning I and I. Without iniquity, this is the zoom in right here. Vein avel, vein avel, vein avel. Without avel, evel. Even the wicked receive his reward for any good acts performed by them in his sight. That's how righteous he is. Tzadik v'yashar hu. Just and right is he. Just in his merciful acts and right in meeting out punishment and judgment.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme. For with stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme. For with stammering.
And here, Midrash, here, on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Tzadai Beit, here, Psalm 92, a Midrash, a study on today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malkiah, Tzedek, a Midrash, a song for the Sabbath day, Mizmor Shir Li Yom HaShabbat, a psalm, Mizmor, a chant, Isis, Mizmor, Shir, a song,
Shir, a song. Le Yom, for the day. HaShabbat, HaShabbat. Le Yom HaShabbat. Mizmor, Shir, Le Yom HaShabbat. A psalm, a chant. Isis, a song. For the Sabbath day. Rav Yitzchak, Isaac asks, in the verse, even the verse from Shemot, from Exodus, Exodus chapter 16, verse 29, in the verse, see, for that the Lord hath given you the Sabbath, therefore he giveth you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, Shemuli, Rav Yitzchak had asked, that in the verse, even the verse from Shemot, from Exodus, Exodus chapter 16, verse 29, where it reads, see, for that the Lord hath given you the Sabbath, therefore he giveth you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Ru, ki Yahuwah natan lachem ha-shabbat alkin, hu noten lachem bayom ha-shishi lachem yomayim ha-shvu. Isha tachetava ala yotzei, yotzei isha, mima komo bayom hashvi'i. Here, here, the fuller verse. See, that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, has given you the Sabbath. Ru, ki Yahuwah, natana lakem hashabbat. Therefore, al kein, therefore he giveth you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Al kein, who notena lachem bayom ha shishi lachem yomayi shavu shavu shibu abide shabu seat up sat up seat up shabu abide ye abide your shabu abide your every man in his place shavu ish tachtayo 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 ish tachtav ish tachtayo al yetzei ish mima komo. Abide y'all, every man in his place. Let, make no man go out. Make no man go out of his place on the seventh day. Al yetzei ish mima komo bayom ha shvi'i. Hear, 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 the fuller verse. And hear, hear, Rav Yitzchak asks, see, in the verse, see, for that Jehovah hath given you the Sabbath, therefore he giveth you on the sixth day the bread of two days. Ru ki Yahuwah natan lachem ha-shabbat al kein hu notena lachem bayom ha-shishi lechem yomayi lechem bread yomayi bread of days, bread for 2 days. So what is implied? What is implied by the word see? Hebraically, re'u, see y'all, re'u, see that Jehovah hath given you the Sabbath. Re'u, ki Yahuwah natan lakem ha-shabbat. Rav Jose answered that ha-Elohim, ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, the power of the Almighty, that God meant, see, re'u, see y'all, re'u, see the pearl. Right, see the pearl that I have given you. See, Reu, see the pearl that I have given you. Everything that has to do with HaShabbat, the Sabbath, is double. Everything that has to do with HaShabbat, with the Sabbath, is double, vis-a-vis Shemot, Exodus. Exodus chapter 16, verse 22, that reads, and it came to pass that on the sixth day they gathered twice as much bread, 2 omers for each man. Here, 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 Shemot. Exodus chapter 16, here at verse 22, bringing out the Midrash to study the reasoning here in today's Psalm, Mizmor Adai Beit, Psalm 92, that everything that has to do with HaShabbat, the Sabbath, is double. Here, Shemot, Exodus chapter 16, verse 22. And here, here, Shemot, here, Exodus 16, here, Hebraically, verse 22. Vayehi, bayom ha-shishi, laketua lachem, mishne shneyaha, omer la-echad. Vayavu, kol ne-siei, ha-eda, vayagidu le-moshe. Full of verse, and it came to pass that on the sixth day they gathered twice as much bread, 2 omers for each one. And all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moshe, Vayehi, Bayom HaShishia Laketua Lechem Mishneh Shneyaha Omer La Echad. Hear, hear, hear. And it came to pass that on the sixth day, Vayehi, Bayom HaShishi, they gathered twice as much bread. Laketua Lechem Mishneh Shnei HaOmer, two omers, La Echad, for each one, La Echad. The Sabbath offering is double, as is said even in Bamidbar, in Numbers chapter 28, verse 9, and on the Sabbath day, two he lambs of the first year, and two tenth parts of an ephah of fine flour. Here, Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 28, verse 9. Uv yom ha-shabbat ha-shneya ke-avasim b'nei shana te-mimima u-shneya esarima soleta minacha b'lula v'shemena v'nizko. Full of verse, and on the Sabbath day, two he-lambs of the first year without blemish, and two-tenths parts of an ephah of fine flour for a meal offering mingled with oil and the drink offering thereof. U biyom ha-shabbat, and on the Sabbath day, u biyom ha-shabbat, shnei kevasim, two he lambs, b'nei shana, of the first year, t'mimim, perfect, without blemish, full, complete, t'mimim, u'ashnei asarima soleta mincha, and two-tenths parts of an ephah, be'alula v'ashemena v'nizko, of an ephah, a fine flour, for a meal offering, for a mincha, a meal offering, mingled with oil, and the drink offering thereof. Be'lula v'shemen v'nizko. V'shemen v'nizko. And the nizko and the drink offering. Therefore, here, the Shabbat offering is double, as it is said, and on the Sabbath day, two he lambs of the first year, and two-tenths parts of an ephah of fine flour. Punishment for its profanation is double. Punishment for its profanation is double, even as Shemot, Exodus chapter 31, verse 14, reads, as is said, everyone that profaneth it shall be dying, profaneth it shall in dying be put to death. Everyone that profaneth it shall in dying be put to death. Ushimartem et ha-shabata kia kodesh hiya lachem mechalelaha mota yumat kia kolaha oseh laha mealakaha mealaha ve nikaretaha hanefesha hahiya miyak reva a meha. Here, the fuller verse, y'all shall keep the Sabbath therefore. For it is holy, set apart to you, to y'all. Everyone that profaneth it, that profaneth her, shall surely be put to death. For whosoever doeth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. Here. Translation full of verse. U'ashamartem et ha-shabbat ki ha-kodesh hi alachem mi'chaleleha mota yumat. Y'all shall keep the Sabbath therefore. U'ashamartem et ha-shabbat. Ushemartem et ha-shabbat, ki, for kodesh hi, for she is set apart, for she is holy, ki, for kodesh, set apart, holy, he, she, ki kodesh hi, lachem, to you all, lachem, mi chaleleha, everyone that profaneth it, or mi chaleha, ha, that profaneth her, mechaleha, mot yumat, shall surely be put to death. Hear from the Midrash, bringing out of this verse concerning punishment for its for her for the Shabbat profaning the Sabbath is double. From Shemot, Exodus chapter 31, verse 14, everyone that profaneth it, that profaneth her, the Shabbat, shall in dying be put to death. Mi chalileha. Everyone, all that profaneth her, mi chalileha, mot, you mot. Here, often translated as, shall surely be put to death, mot, you mot. Mot yumat, but also Hebraically, this can be translated, bringing out the Hebrew sense as, shall in dying mot yumat, shall in dying be put to mot, to death, mot yumat, shall in dying be put to death. Here, punishment also is double for the profanation, profaning of the Sabbath. Ushmartem et ha-shabbat ki yakodesh hi elakem. Me chaleha mot yumat ki yakol ha ose vaha me laka we nikareta ha nefesh hahi mikaret ameha. Full of part of the verse here where it says, for whosoever doeth any occupational labor, any work therein ki kol ha ose all who do Vaha, baha, bah, in her, me laka, any work, occupational labor, where nikarita, shall be cut off, ha nefesh, the soul, the psyche, she shall be cut off, where nikarita ha nefesh, ha he, she shall be cut off, mikareb, from being near, from being amongst, Ameha, her people. And as punishment for the profanation, profaning HaShabbat is double, reward for honoring it, for honoring her, for honoring HaShabbat is double. As it said even in Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 58, verses 13 to 14, if thou call the Sabbath a delight and honor it, then I will cause thee, the eye, to ride upon the high places of the earth, and I will feed thee, the eye, with the heritage of Jacob, thy father. And here, Yeshayahu, Im tashiva, miya shabata raglecha, esota chafatzecha, biyoma karshi, וקראתה לשבת עונג לקדוש יהוה מכובד וכיבדתו מייסות דרכך ממצאו חפצך ודבר דבר אז תתענג על יהוה והרכבתך על במותי ארץ והחלתך נחלת יעקב אביך. Full of verses right here from Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 58, verse 13. If thou turn away thy foot because of the Sabbath from pursuing thy business on my holy, my Isla day, and call the Sabbath a delight, and the holy, the Isla of Yahuwah, Jehovah, honorable, and shall honor it, not doing thy wanted ways, nor pursuing thy business, nor speaking thereof, then shalt thou delight thyself in Yahuwah and Jehovah, and I will make thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and I will feed thee, the eye, with the heritage of Jacob, thy father. For the mouth of Yahuwah Jehovah hath spoken it. Im tashiva miya shabata raglecha, esota hafatzeka biyom kadishi. וקראתה לשבת עונג לקדוש יהוה מכובד וכיבדתו מאסותה דרכך ממצאו חפצך ודבר דבר. If thou turn away thy foot because of the Sabbath, im tashiv Mia Shabbat Ragleka, from pursuing thy business on my holy, my Isla day, Esota Hafatzecha Biyom Kadishi, and call the Sabbath a delight. We karata la Shabbat Oneg, and the holy, the Isla of Yahweh, honorable, Likdosh Yahuwah Mikubad, nor and shall honor it, and shall honor it, not doing thy wanted ways. We ki badito me esota derakeka, nor pursuing thy business, nor speaking thereof. Mimso chefezeka we dabir dabar. As tita anaga al Yahuwah we hirkavetika ala ba mote. Aretz, wehakaletika, nachelata Yaakov abika, ki bi Yahuwah diber. Then shalt thou delight thyself in Yahweh, Yahuwah Jehovah, as tita anag al Yahuwah, and I will make thee to ride up on the high places of the earth. Wehirkavetika, ala ba mote, aretz, and I will feed thee with the heritage of Yaakov, heritage of Jacob thy father, with ha akal tika nachalat Yaakov avika, for the mouth of Yahweh have spoken it, ki pi Yahuwah diber. Admonitions concerning it, concerning HaShabbat, admonitions concerning HaShabbat are double. For it is said, even in Shemot, in Exodus, Exodus chapter 20, verse 8, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Remember the Sabbath day. Zakor et yom HaShabbat. L'kadisho, remember the Sabbath day, zakor et yom ha-shabbat, to keep it holy, l'kadisho, l'kadisho, zakor et yom ha-shabbat, l'kadisho, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And again, even in Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 12, observe the Sabbath day to keep it holy, set apart. Shamor et yom ha-shabbat li-kadisho. Observe. Shamor. Guard. Hedge about. Observe. Shamor. Shamor et yom. The day. Et yom ha-shabbat. The yom ha-shabbat. The day of the Sabbath. The Sabbath day. Yom ha-shabbat li-kadisho. To keep it holy. To keep it set apart. Li-kadisho. Shamor et yom ha-shabbat li-kadisho. The Shabbat, the Sabbath psalm, is also double. The Sabbath psalm is also double. For it is said, even here, 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 in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Tzadai Beit, Tzadai Beit, in Psalm 92, a psalm, a song for the Sabbath day. Mizmor Shir li-yom ha-shabbat. Mizmor a chant Isis. A chant, mizmor, a psalm, mizmor, a chant, a Isis, mizmor, and shir, a song, double, mizmor, shir, leyom ha-shabbat, for the day of the Sabbath, leyom ha-shabbat, for the Sabbath day, mizmor, shir, Liyom Hashabbat.